Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Sam and Greg on this Juneteenth in for what is now the Steakhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Steak and Sandra. Haven't seen them in a minute, but we will do them proud for this 1 hour that we are here. It's the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning and happy Juneteenth to everybody in Stockbridge.
Down in Stockbridge.
I met the mayor.
Down at the bridge.
Yes. Yes.
Shout out Michael Harris.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
That's a school, man.
Yeah.
Stockbridge.
As we enter this 9 o'clock hour, Sam, you know, it is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company. Well, there you go. And in an unrelated story, let me put a cap on something I was saying a minute ago.
What have you done?
The whole Giancana thing.
Yeah.
That I didn't, again, you just Google his name. That story I was dancing around because I got to watch what I say is right there, and they talk about him. But his life ended in my hometown.
Okay.
He was right there. I showed you, right? Oak Park. And it is believed by friends of his. That's how it happens, right? They just kind of come in and say, hey, what are you making for dinner? That's the end of it. But it was in Oak Park, South Oak Park. And there was a guy on his block who had an El Camino that disappeared, as the story goes, because he or they
disappeared.
Yeah, because El Caminos kind of look like hearse.
Yeah, just convenient,
to some people.
Just conveniently.
And they were asked to maybe get another car, and they did, and the family did, and the next thing you know, that thing disappeared. Just those stories from my youth. Today was the day, before we get into some of the events going on around the city. I want to make sure I get this right.
What's that?
All right, Reggie hit number 513. Reggie Jackson, on this day.
Okay.
Right, 85. He passed who? And I ask you because there is a local connection. I mean, literally a local connection between me, you, and where we sit right now. He passed on this day Ernie Banks and Eddie Matthews.
Wow.
A Braves and a Cubs.
I was going to say Ernie Banks, but I didn't realize where Matthews was.
They were tied. They ended their career both with 512 home runs.
Okay.
So there you go. Reggie passed him and then continued going on. I was trying to remember if I watched this fight. I know I've seen the replays of it, but I don't know if I watched it live. Today was the day Evander beat Larry Holmes for the title. 92. Evander Holyfield beat Larry Holmes. Larry was on his last leg.
Oh, yeah, man, Larry.
But he got him for the title.
Okay.
Which he then went and had to fight Tyson, right? Did he have the title when he fought Tyson the first time? Because Mike didn't have it.
No, Mike was trying to.
Yeah, he's trying to get it back.
Trying to get it back.
And he didn't get it. And then I think he was trying to get it again the second time, and he got frustrated and had lunch. So.
I don't think he had lunch.
Well, he tried. He had an appetizer. But anyway, today was the day of the first one in 92. He had to let that go. You have a list of events going on around the city.
There are things all over today. If you have the day off and you don't have tickets to go and see Messi play at 3 o'clock today, if you don't have tickets to go see that,
there's
a lot of things you can do. Once again, I'm encouraging people, and they're not paying me anything. I just think it's cool to go and see at the Atlanta History Center. If you haven't been to Atlanta History Center, what are you waiting on?
Yeah, really.
You know, go there. There are things for Juneteenth there. But the thing I would love for you to go and see is, you know, More Than Brave, which is the exhibit they have. Hank Aaron, a lot of memorabilia, a lot of things that came from his personal collection, things from the home, things that Mrs. Aaron has allowed them to display from their home that weren't on display anyplace else. And it's a remarkable exhibit. It's been up since last spring, and it's supposed to be there through the All-Star Game, which is coming up in just a few weeks. So if you haven't gone to see this exhibit, today would be a good day to go and see. There are a number of other things that are taking place today. Let's see here. Things around the area. Roswell's got things happening throughout the day. I mean, long thing. The mayor's speaking at 5 o'clock, and You know, they have different exhibits, having music and food. Sandy Springs has a Juneteenth celebration beginning at 5 o'clock today. College Park has something from 10 a.m. until 5 o'clock at the Tracy Wyatt Recreation Complex down in College Park. At Stone Mountain, they're going to have Lift Every Voice Drone and Light Show. This is going to be good, folks. This is the night. Light was with Motown music, and then fireworks and drones and lasers. And it's free at Stone Mountain. Don't start till 9:30 tonight, but that is free. That is something that you can go and check out. It's going to be up there. Hapeville has things happening down at the Hapeville at the Depot, which is right there across from the Dwarf House and the Porsche plant. Down in Hapeville, they're going to have a big celebration down there if you want to go down that way. So there are a number of things, number of activities you can go to where there's, you know, food. And just commemorate today that is Freedom Day. And I think that people get out and enjoy today.
Sorry about that. Hey, by the way, you reminded me of something when you were being all, you know, animated with your arms and everything like that. And I was thinking to myself, I don't know why this popped into my head.
Why?
But we talked about the car show down at Rick Ross's place last mm-hmm. week. Mm-hmm. No farm animals got out afterwards?
Hadn't heard about any of that. They had to go out and lasso anything and bring it back.
To the corral? None of that, right?
Well,
okay.
They had them all put away pretty well.
Must have been a successful car show.
I think it went off quite well.
I want to ask you a question because I was thinking about this, but this might be blasphemous, but I say it only because we've now started to see AI weave its way into our world, at least as far as how we're getting entertainment. We see it on TV for purposes of this conversation, where they're bringing people back and having them a part of commercials. This person who's been gone, you know, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen it. So my question is this. Would you want to see somebody put together something tasteful, something classy, with that, but using Hank Aaron to speak to us at the All-Star game? Something that they would put together and have on the widescreen. We're all going to know that it's AI, but would that be creepy to you? And I want to ask Noel this too.
Yeah, it's not my decision. I mean, for people,
message from Hank or something, you know. And I don't know. I thought about that. I figured I asked you guys.
And here's the thing, you know, when the original date for this game, it was supposed to be
kind of
cool. It was going to be like a big tribute to him.
Right.
For somebody who actually knew Hank Aaron and you know would talk to him and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, nah.
Okay,
but
maybe
for somebody who never had a chance to meet him or never hearing to talk to him like that.
This generation is enjoying this, right?
But for somebody, you know, I actually knew him, so
you wouldn't want to see that, Noel?
No, I hated hologram Tupac, and I don't want to see AI nobody.
You didn't like the hologram Michael Jackson?
No,
hologram Michael Jackson was kind of jamming on that award show.
I saw that. I went to one in Vegas, that Cirque du Soleil show. That was creepy. Plus, one of the people we were drunk. That was with us, or not with us, but sitting with us, goes, that's Michael's here? And he'd been gone for a bunch of years already. But
yeah.
I just was curious about that because here's the thing. I'm asking about it. It's going to happen at some point, and somebody's going to just put it in front of us. And it's going to be out there. Like, he will turn up on a commercial.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't done that.
This is like the Hall of Presidents at Disney or something.
Yeah, you know, much better.
Much better, but I mean, that's something that's been out there. Forever since Disney, you walk mm-hmm. in and these presidents walk or stand up there and they talk to you and whatnot.
I see them doing it like this, and somebody trying to be creative. We lost them both recently, Hank and Willie, sitting on the bench having a conversation.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Oh no, I definitely don't want that.
Yeah,
I'm saying somebody's going to do that.
Yeah,
tomato, boo.
Yeah,
please
yeah,
don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Because at this point, like you're making up conversations that never happen, and it's all you and what you perceive. Like, I don't want that.
Yeah,
okay. I don't want that.
So what if it was him talking about the interview that we've seen, or him talking about post home run, and you know, talking about the home run, him going around the bases, the two kids running on the field, seeing his mother at home plate, him describing that moment.
We got that.
I mean, we just got a video of that, don't we?
We got video of that.
Yeah, I'm just not for it. Yeah. I hate it.
Okay,
that's
what I'm saying. I'm just asking.
And like you said, somebody may take liberties and do some things.
They're going to do it.
Yeah, but that's the stuff I don't like. Like, say some crazy off-the-wall stuff that this person would never say or do, and you got their likeness, and I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I don't like where we're headed. But
no,
Greg is right. But Greg is right. That is where we're headed.
And people are going to do it. They're going to take it. And I'll tell you the one, I don't know who it's going to be, whether it's Hank Aaron and Willie Mays for purposes of this conversation, or somebody does it with Kobe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. You should see the faces in the studio right now.
Yeah,
but it's going to make us, you know, act like that. But this, and again, this is one of the things that the folks were striking about 2 years ago in the film industry, having to do with what AI can do and can't do and the jobs that it would replace and the creative impact it would have on the industry. Being completely, well, I can't say that word.
Okay. Even though it's Italian. Right. There we go.
It's still a cuss word. I got to catch myself.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just curious about that. Yeah. But again, the events that you talked about getting back to Juneteenth, and again, Sam and Greg were in for the steakhouse on this Juneteenth morning. AJC.com, the website
some are there, or some go to Discover Atlanta. DiscoverAtlanta.com has a lot of things. That's that's got a pretty good list.
All right. Again, I'm trying to keep my mouth shut because there's like so much I want to say here, but this ain't our show. We'll be back on Saturday, 8 until noon,
okay,
doing what we do. I do need to remind you that this segment is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Coming back, we're going to talk Braves. We're going to talk just Major League Baseball and obviously get into the Mets. Not because the Mets are playing the Braves, but the Mets, period, and what they may do since they're leading the division with a guy who follows them, Mark Simon. He's going to be joining us next. It is Sam and Greg in for the Steakhouse, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this Juneteenth, coming back with a very appropriate song. I just lost my notes here. Okay, now I'm back. Again, thank you for letting us be a part of your Thursday morning. Again, on this Juneteenth, we're in for the steakhouse now. Steak and Sandra taking a well-deserved holiday day off here, but we enjoy being in here. And Sam,
and want them to know we're gonna leave everything the way they found they left.
No, I put things up here.
We're gonna make things, you know, it was neat. They don't want to.
Well,
come
it's always gonna be neat
tomorrow and say that we came in here and stuff was all turned upside down. No, we're leaving everything in good order.
Yeah,
let me leave.
Come in here right at 10 o'clock and see it. Because later on, we don't know what somebody's going to do who comes in after us. Listen, as we sit here in this 9 o'clock hour, I want to remind you it's brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors.
Mm-hmm.
Big enough to serve, Sam. Small enough to care. So there you go. It is a big day of sports. Let off with baseball. And at my house, I got four games. Four games got to pay attention to, and I'm going to be seeing the cream of the crop is before we bring Mark Simon on here because I think he would enjoy watching these. Of course, we got the Braves. That's later on. But I got a doubleheader that's going to be piped into my house. And it's a doubleheader where the first game has got the best pitcher in the American League because the Pittsburgh Pirates are taking on the Tigers. So you got Tarek Skubal. Skubal's pitching first.
Okay.
Then the second game, they don't have these guys going up against each other, which would basically be an all-star game, starters. And then Paul Skuens is going to pitch the second game
for
Pittsburgh. For
Pittsburgh, yeah.
So you got those two games because it was a rain delay yesterday. Then, of course, you got the Braves with Spencer Strider going at 7:15. And then you got game six tonight.
Man.
I'm going to get something situated, get Jesse walked, make sure that, you know, have a little fun at the house there, and get ready to watch a bunch of games. Mark Simon's joined us. It's been a minute since we talked to him. Good morning, sir. Happy Juneteenth. And your thoughts on what we have seen down here and you've witnessed with this Mets and Braves series so far.
Good morning. Happy Juneteenth. And the Braves have gotten off the mat, or so it seems. Feels like they woke up a sleeping giant in the bottom of the eighth inning in the first game of that series with that Ozuna double on a pitch that the catcher and the pitcher had a disagreement about, and the catcher won, and the pitch was hit for a three-run double, and then the rest of the stuff happened, and Acuna's making catches that make him look like Willie Mays, and Chris Sale is dominating as Chris Sale does. And yeah, it seems like the Braves don't look like a team that's under 500 at the moment.
They don't, but we'll see. You know, we've been looking for signs of life. That's maybe what we're getting. That's why we want to have you on this morning, folks. Mark Simon, join us on the waitfor.com hotline. And he is social. You can always find him at Mark A. Simon Says, at Mark A. Simon Says. All right, thoughts about what you were looking for in this series, you know, coming into Atlanta, because the Mets have been just rolling. They're up above Philadelphia right now. And the Braves have just been, you know, doing a struggle thing. I mean, signs of life last weekend, and winning 2 out of 3 here at home. But then, you know, having this series coming in, you knew it was going to be a big test. Thoughts of what you were expecting down here?
Yeah, so the Mets have walked into this a little bit banged up pitching-wise between Tyler McGill and their other pitching injuries, and they're waiting for two of their top starters to come back, and the comeback is a little bit slow. And they had some trouble with the Tampa Bay Rays, and they've hit their first kind of rock of the season. And at the wrong time, because they're playing the Braves, the Phillies and the Braves back-to-back before the schedule gets a little bit easier. So I think as a Met follower, you had to be thinking about going into Atlanta and the Mets' bad 35-year history in Atlanta ever since the Braves got to be good again. And so I was looking at that. And then I was wondering if these Braves guys were going to wake up. Like, Albies was in this massive slump, and he had the double and the triple yesterday. And the rest of the team was not responding to the return of Acuna. And I think now you're seeing a little bit that they have. And the pitching is always dangerous. And I think we saw that yesterday with Christopher Sale. He was dominant going up against someone who was coming back from injury, Paul Blackburn, and has not looked particularly good as of yet.
Hey, Mark, these guys leave Atlanta and they head to the team that's right below them, Philadelphia.
Yep.
And this is a team that you thought would be closer to the Mets as far as their record. What's going on with this Phillies team right now in your mind?
I don't have a great handle on it. Bryce Harper has not harpered as he has necessarily in the past. His numbers are good, but they're not Harper-ish. Nick Castellanos had a weird issue with the manager a couple of days ago. I don't know what the deal was with that. The bullpen has been shaky. They lost their closer to a PED suspension, and I think the bullpen is one of the shakier things for them. They've got one guy who's been good, Kirkring, but otherwise, eh. And then Aaron Nola.
I love that.
Aaron Nola has been pretty bad. 9 starts, 6 ERA. And Jesus Luzardo got off to this amazing start. He looked like he was going to be an all-star. He looked like he was going to contend for the Cy Young. And then he had back-to-back games where he got smushed. And it's been pretty bad for him since then, as far as I've seen. So they haven't necessarily gotten the pitching that they felt that they were going to get this season, once you got beyond the Wheelers and the Suarez's of the world.
Spending time, waitfor.com highlight with Mark Simon talking about Sports Info Solutions. Sports Info Solutions. What numbers are intriguing you right now? Because you always, you know, have some numbers that you present to us that you're seeing in the season so far to this point, as we, you know, just days away from All-Star break here, a couple of weeks away, several weeks away. We're getting focused on that here in Atlanta, but what numbers are jumping out at you?
So the thing that has stood out to me all season is that you have these 4 or 5 just awful teams, and then you have a lot of teams that wind up over 500 as a result of that. For much of the season, I think not today necessarily, but for most of the season, we've had 17 or 18 teams over 500. When, you know, you're probably supposed to have like 15. So there's a couple of extra teams that are pretty good, while these other teams, which are, I'm referring to the Marlins, the A's, the Pirates, the White Sox, and the Rockies, and then the Nats, those teams are ugh, basically.
And that's the second time you hear what
he's stealing my act here.
But yeah, so there's that. And then there was a weird thing that I haven't looked at as closely recently, but just that, like, platoon advantage doesn't necessarily mean what it used to, was one that I had looked up that I thought was kind of interesting, and I don't have, like, explanations for it. But, like, right-handed hitters against left-handed pitchers aren't as good as they typically are. Like, I guess Pete Alonso versus Chris Sale and all those kinds of matchups are not going hitters' ways as much as they typically have in the past. There's been a lack of oomph on what they've done this season. So those are two. I mean, it's easy to say, like, you know, Judge's numbers, Ohtani's numbers, Skeens' numbers, Scoobal's numbers. But the thing with a lot of teams over 500, so more teams feeling good about themselves than usual, and the platoon thing have been two that are kind of like under the radar-ish that I thought were interesting.
It's Mark Simon joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Something interesting happened this week in baseball, but it's been happening in professional sports for like the last year or so. It's been very, very loudly. Well, what's that phrase where the silence is deafening?
Okay.
And I say that in that it seems like owners have had enough with player empowerment. We've seen it in the NBA, and I think we saw it again this past week in baseball with the Rafael Devers trade and them getting him out of Boston. Now, Boston, it's not like they can't use a power bat. These guys are sitting 4.5 games out in nearly the bottom of the American League East. But that decision for them to send him the way they did because he wouldn't go play first base and whatever else he was causing problems with in the locker room, was that surprising to you? Or are we seeing or knowing that the owners ain't putting up with stuff anymore? They're going to do their best. If you're a disgruntled player or you're trying to do a power move, they're going to get rid of you.
I thought that baseball was that this was like aberrational. I think there's something happening that with this specific one that like I don't know about and that you don't know about, because on the surface it really doesn't make sense unless the Red Sox just had this tremendous buyer's remorse after he got up to that 0-for-20, whatever it was, with 15 strikeouts at the start of the season, because they signed him, everything seemed good, and everything seemed perfectly fine, and then they bring in Bregman, and it seems like he's going to play second, and then they switched around. The whole thing is just so strange. Like, I'm not sure I'm with you 100% on that one, but I don't know that we'll ever know. And that's the frustrating thing, because it was such a weird situation. It's like, why are they so upset with him? Why is he so upset with them? Like, they said, like, I guess if you equated it to real world, it would be like, I guess if they asked me to work in human resources or some other department, and I guess he got really mad at something like that, and he made it clear that he wasn't going to be a happy camper for the next 7 or 8 years, and they were just like, all right, goodbye. I don't know. The other thing, if there's another angle to this that's interesting to me, is that he never in a million years would have signed with the Giants. Like, there's
exactly.
No circumstance where going to the Giants would have made sense for him in any way. And I wonder if he's going to be happy there, because that's a difficult park to hit home runs in, right field, right center field in particular. And it's cold a lot at night there. It's not the most comfortable place to play. And good on the Giants that they decided, oh, we can't sign any of these guys. They keep rejecting us, like Aaron Judge. So we're just going to go out and trade for one that's unhappy. But I don't know that it's necessarily going to work. We'll see.
We'll see, and it starts tomorrow night. Tomorrow night too, because the Red Sox go out to San Francisco. Sam,
man,
so it's not like he's coming back to Boston, which really would have been prime time watching. But they're going out to San Francisco.
Wow, they're not going to wear those Fenway jerseys, are they? Those Fenway green things that they've been wearing. I'm not crazy about those things.
I'm not crazy about the City Connects for the most part.
Not at all. We watch and see what happens with those teams. I'm watching a team out west too, though, in the American League, the Angels. What's happening here? Because we talked about how bad what a doormat that team is, and right now they're sitting in the middle. They're a game below 500. They got Trout back recently. I mean, what are we seeing?
You know, Ron Washington.
Is that what you think?
Ron Washington. I'm putting it all on him.
So that's actually interesting, because last year you would have put all the blame on him, right? Because they were so bad and so miserable for the whole season. And this year, for whatever reason, their record is not necessarily indicative of how they play. They're 15-6 in one-run games, so they've won a lot of the squeakers. Who should get credit for one-run games and decision-making and potential things that happen in those games? Manager may be the right person to hit for that. So, yeah, they're hanging around 500. I have a feeling they're going to hit a fade. They just went into New York, though, and won 3 from the Yankees, and they got a chance to sweep 4, winning 1-0, 4-0, and 3-2 with a mediocre pitching staff. So that's I think he has maximized the talent that they have gotten this season, because you said Trout's hurt, Rendon is hurt for the entire season. The roster just doesn't look that impressive, but they're winning. Go figure.
How about that? How about that? Mark, hey, always great catching up with you.
Thank you, folks, sir.
Once again, he is social. You can find him at Mark A. Simon Says and Sports Info Solutions. Hey, this man's got the numbers. He has so many things. You follow him, you'll get great stuff on the game of baseball, and that is his passion. Mark, thanks so much for spending some time with us again this morning.
You got it.
There you go, buddy. Thank you. I was going to ask him a question, but we didn't have the time there.
Uh-oh.
What he would have said, just give me an answer. Who's your all-star game starter in the National League? Excuse? Or Chris Sale?
I don't know.
Of course we don't know, but I was curious.
Yeah, we'll get him back on before the All-Star game.
All right. Yeah. We're going to get you set for a day of action. I mean, like I said, a lot of baseball going on. We got Game 6 going on tonight. We're going to talk about all of it. Up next, we're in for the Steakhouse on this Juneteenth. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Thursday morning, Juneteenth. I was out there talking to Garrett.
And he's here.
He's going to be in with Fricky. And, you know, he wants to get into the film industry. So we were talking demos out there with him. But he's perfect.
Yeah.
He could just step into a dozen different roles.
In a number of different roles.
Yeah.
Right.
And he looks like that guy. And again, he's in that State Police commercial. So, you know, the one he does about buckle up and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I apologize. I was late getting in here. Anyway, on this Thursday morning, Juneteenth, as we are at 9:40, I want to let you know that it is brought to you by
Wise
Guys Pro Wash, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company, Sam.
Okay.
Did you know that?
Number one.
Wise Guys, Pro Wash. That wouldn't be a bad idea today, too, either.
Is that?
Get the car taken care of.
Okay, that'd be nice.
Yeah, get that one, you know, wash it up there and let the rain pass by.
We'll see. I'm looking at the radar here. We might have some stuff visiting us around 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock today.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I got to take a second. And listen, she wasn't, to me, Emeril. She wasn't Guy Fieri, Ferrari. Mary, mm-hmm. I never pronounced his last name.
It was Julia Child.
She was
Bon Appetit.
She was a presence on the Food Channel, and mm-hmm. this past week she had a very unique look about her.
Mm-hmm.
But Anne Burrell, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Lost her this past week. Very prominent person on the Food Channel. Again, that's one of my favorite. I'm telling you what, before we flipped over and had to go with the streaming thing, I'd put it on the Food Channel on a Friday night and just watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, one after another.
Really?
And they hit a bunch of places here in Atlanta, too.
Okay. You would do that?
Just to sit. It made for great background
noise. So you weren't really paying attention.
I'd watch some of it, and then I'd be doing something else or work.
Would you see something over there and say, I'm going to try that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Or check and see if that restaurant's still open.
Okay.
And again, it would hit places that you knew of. Like, they'd go to Birmingham. You know, I don't know, is that restaurant around? Oh, here in Atlanta, like I said, in Atlanta here, they had a bunch of places. You know where you go see them at Marietta Diner? They actually run.
Okay, okay.
They actually run the segment up on their TVs in the restaurant mm-hmm. on a loop.
Yep, I've seen that.
He's been here a handful of times. So, anyway, I got off subject here. Ann Burrell, though, okay. Lost her this past weekend. So rest in peace. Big fan of hers. Big, big, big fan of hers. Before I forget, also, I want to thank our guest today, Terrell Thomas, mm-hmm. Knees Urban Times. Want to thank Trent Bride.
Mm-hmm. Want people to come out, check out Intense Tennis this weekend.
Jason Longshore, who is on his probably third cup of coffee right now.
Yep.
And he's getting ready to head on down to our Mercedes-Benz.
He's taking MARTA. He's not going to try to drive it.
And and Mark Simon, who just joined us a little while ago, too. So what are you – so you're going to try and make it to some of these events today? I got stuff I have to do, and I'm prepping for
– We got some rain coming through. I mean, I like the idea of the event out at Stone Mountain, and that's later this evening. It starts like 9:30. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's something – I mean, that's the time you'll be watching the basketball game tonight.
Right.
So I don't know, but that's something that's going on. But I may go and catch something. I mean, Hayfield sounds like something – a lot of things that are outside. You know, so if you don't mind getting outside, if you can get out and enjoy some of it before the rain comes, or maybe after the rain comes through, you can still go out and catch it out. You know, hey, enjoy those things. And we're just talking, this something looks like it may be raining. Might hit the north part of the metro Atlanta area. May not go south of the airport, though, so everything down on that end, you may be in the clear.
Okay.
Yeah, don't have to worry about anything.
There
today.
You go.
Just go out and enjoy yourself.
I got to get rid of some of this insignificant information. Cha-Cha Muldowney. Shirley. Cha-Cha.
Shirley. Mm-hmm.
Muldowney,
mm-hmm.
birthday today.
Okay.
And it leads me into reminding you that next weekend. At Echo Park Raceway, Speedway. Yeah,
Speedway, look at you. Look at you remembering.
Park Speedway.
Look at you remembering.
Formerly known as Atlanta Motor Speedway. It is race weekend out there.
Yes.
And we talked to Brandon Hutchinson last week, but we are going to continue, Brandon. And everybody with Atlanta Motor Speedway listening right now, tell Brandon we talked about it again. But listen, whether it's today, it doesn't matter the day. It's like Six Flags. They got stuff going on
always
out there. So you go to their website.
It's a busy place.
EchoParkSpeedway.com and see what they got going on. But again, we always feel really proud, even though we're not working there, but kind of connected with that track.
Oh, have been for some time.
After a race weekend, rain or shine, you know they put on a first-class event.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make
really
sure
did.
I get that.
And that's big, once again, because that's going to be the start of the in-season playoff. It will go from Prime to TNT. So Turner locally will be in back involved with NASCAR. So all of that happens not this weekend. They're in Pocono this weekend, but the following weekend – here, a lot of things take place that weekend as far as the season goes, as far as trying to get in contention for the playoff. A lot of those things are happening. We got Chase Elliott still needing a win. I mean,
right.
Maybe he gets one at Pocono. Maybe he gets one here on his home track. We'll see.
And, we're hearing some rumble.
Hearing some rumble. Easy.
and you mentioned, speaking of racing, Dale Jr.,
He's going to be crew chief. He's going to sit on top of that box. You know, it's his racing team, and the crew chief has gotten for a lug nut infraction.
Watch how you say that.
Yeah, well, but the thing of it is, you if you leave one off or you know something like that, and that's.
Yeah, I thought it was just one. I've seen cars where they put the drill in it, and it's just one they pull off. So maybe they got a big one now.
Right, but that was the whole thing.
There
was some type of infraction with that with the Xfinity series. I don't know if they do a different one for Xfinity than they do for Cup, but you know there was infraction, and so the crew chief usually for Dale Jr.'s team is suspended for a race. This happened a week ago up in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So this week, Dale Jr. is going to sit on top of the bit.
So but he didn't get that guitar, huh?
He's going to call it. Going to call the shots. No,
up in Nashville, that team didn't get that guitar, huh? Now does the team get a guitar too, or
no,
just the driver?
Just the driver. Driver gets it. You know,
hmm.
And that's the trophy. So sometimes it'll go home with the driver, but most of the time, I think that guitar probably ends up in the race shop. The race shop exhibited, so people come in and they see it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Let's see how you can do on this. If you put a weapon to my head, I got trouble.
Uh-oh.
Guessing this one.
Don't say
happy
that.
Birthday to the 2003 Heisman Trophy winner. Could you take a guess who that would be? I'll even tell you the school if you ask me.
All right, what's the school?
But Oklahoma. I still wouldn't have got it.
Okay.
There are people screaming at the radio right now that know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
This dude was the Heisman Trophy winner in 2003, and it's his birthday today.
quarterback. I'm forgetting his name, but I know who you're talking about.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, that don't ring the bell, though, with Alex.
No.
Jason White.
Okay.
Jason White, happy birthday. Happy birthday. What was that? Paula Abdul.
Okay.
Was her birthday today? Sound like movement.
Speaking of Lakers.
Yeah, exactly. Here's a guy. This is the last person in the world I wanted my foursome, but Salman Rushdie would have been his birthday today.
Yeah, you definitely.
Is he gone?
No, he's
still with us?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Lou Gehrig.
Okay.
Celebrating a birthday today. We were going to play some Jed Clampett music. Lester Flatt, his birthday today.
Okay.
But a guy, I don't care who you are, if you are a male and you are listening to my voice right now, this dude made you laugh. I don't care what your age is. And it's their comedy has lasted 80 years. Today would have been Mo Howard's birthday.
Oh, man, really?
Mo, Larry, and Curly.
Yep, of the Three Stooges, right?
Yep. I don't care who you are. I mean, you know a dude who's never watched Three Stooges. I've never met a male, period, who hasn't had some experience watching the Three Stooges and, by extension, being told by a parent, don't watch them. Especially your mother. Right? Yeah, you're supposed to watch it. Because you take a saw to your little brother's head.
Hey, do that or you take two fingers. Pick two, any two. You know, right? You're going to do that, right?
Yeah.
You're going to do that. Not good.
Anyway, listen, we want to thank everybody for letting us be a part of this this Juneteenth morning. And we haven't really spent a lot of time talking about
Juneteenth.
The day.
Freedom Day.
No, I mean, we obviously know. But
right.
One of the things that we last year talked about is it's one of those where there's still a lot of people out there, believe it or not, who don't know really what we're doing today and why this is a national holiday. And it's sad.
Yeah.
And so instead of doing a deep dive into it where some people may not want to hear it or whatever, well, and this is a number of holidays, just not this one, take a time and take a second and just Google it now, please, and learn from soup to nuts what you need to know about why this has become a national holiday.
Yeah.
And by extension, make sure when you get back to school next year, you know, this is one of those things that's included, that's talked about. When you talk about the national holidays throughout the calendar year. That's all I'm saying. We spend more time talking about my amateur nights. those eight.
Yeah.
And we got, we just passed another one. So I hope everybody had a good 4th of July. And, you know, everything's good. What's the next one we got coming up? Labor Day. Right?
No, you got 4th of July.
Oh, we got 4th of July.
July.
Why did I think we passed that one
already? Memorial Day. Just had Memorial Day.
That's right, Memorial Day. We're going to be outside for the
We're going to be right down front. Peachtree Road Race. Holler at your folks as you run by.
Will we get a chance?
The Wall of Humanity.
Will we get a chance?
We'll make their way down Peachtree once again.
Speak to the mayor.
Yeah, we hope to. I talked with someone this week. I think we'll get a chance to speak to the mayor. And then watch for him as he goes running by. Yeah, because we saw him last year when he went.
No, you're right.
You know, we saw the mayor last year when he ran by.
You are absolutely right. And it's funny that we had an event last week, and one of the people there was Abe Gordon, our own Abe. And he's like, are you guys going to be broadcasting from down there?
Because he always runs.
He's going to be running. And he was with his pops. And they were talking about his weight loss and what he's done and how Abe is, you know, I said, I've lost a bunch of weight, but I didn't do it the way Abe did it. Yeah. He's been exercising little by little. I just stopped eating and drinking a number of things, and that's how it happened for me. I had to actually step up the exercise part of it, but he's out there running, sweating like Kunta Kinte.
Yep.
Right? Up and down that thing. But I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to Chesley. We get a chance to talk to him. Hopefully. hopefully. Yeah. But again, it's just, I'm trying to think of where else we're going to be.
We're going to be up at Falcons Camp. When Falcons Camp comes, we're going to be up there too. So we're looking forward to being there. We hope people come out. Well, of course, fans can come out. Spectators can return this year. You couldn't go there last year because they were doing some renovations and working on a new wing of the building up there. So they've got that all complete, you know. And it's been a while. It's the last time you've been up to Flower Bridge.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute.
You're going to be amazed at all the stuff you see up there.
Well, how much access are we going to have this time?
People who haven't been up there in a minute, they're going to be surprised at what they see. And that's just it. The new facilities that they've added on, you know, the part that's a studio, Emory University has added a place right there on the grounds,
right,
you know, to treat injuries and that type thing. Pretty much, very much like what the Hawks have up here on North Druid Hills. So that's going on, and they added a whole different wing on the other side, close to the hill where the fans would sit. Mm-hmm. And where we would sit up in the past, they've added something down in that area. So I don't know exactly where we're going to be, our situation is going to be physically there. I'm not sure where.
Well, first of all, are we going to be able to see any of this stuff? Because usually when we get there, it's still dark.
No. We're going to be there. The sun's going to be up. We're going to be out there.
I'm just making sure that we get to see some of this, all this new shiny stuff that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see it.
All right, Sam and Greg here again, turning things over to John Franke coming up top of the hour. Here's my question. We started off the show talking about the events of yesterday and what one of the biggest franchises in sports, period,
biggest
on the
brand,
planet.
Biggest brand.
All right. Yeah. And the sale of that team. Here's the crazy thing I didn't know. I didn't know that they didn't own the stadium. Meaning the Lakers don't own whatever in crypto used to be Staples Center. Yeah. They don't own that stadium, which would maybe increase the value even more. Think about putting another billion on that if you own the stadium.
Yeah.
Right? But like the Knicks obviously own Madison Square Garden. Clippers and Steve Ballmer, they're going to own this new place he's building.
They're going to build, right?
Yeah. Jerry owns Jerry World, you know, that stadium. But the Lakers didn't own their stadium. But yet, $10 billion. All right, so that's the sale. Bus family out. I know I said that like... But we've gotten so numb to these numbers. What's next? What's the one that trumps that? I don't think there's going to be one in the NBA.
No.
So is it just either the Cowboys or the Yankees?
I think, yep, probably so. I mean, those are the biggest brands. I'm trying to think of another NFL team that goes along with that. I mean, we've seen the Raiders already make the move down to Las Vegas.
But I mean, the sale of them, yeah.
You know, and like I said, it's not going to happen with Green Bay. That was the one I was about to bring up. That was the one that would be just shake up everything if they was all of a sudden.
How would you even begin the conversation with that?
Yeah.
I mean, you have somebody that the town has put as their CEO, if you will. That person would get a call from somebody, but if everybody owns, you know, there's going to be that one or two holdouts.
Oh,
right. They say, no, we're not going
to
do it.
Are they going to get on the phone and get a little group, get a little faction of just enough to hold it up? You know what I mean? So. Yeah,
you're right. That would
be hard to do that. That would be earth shattering if that happened.
The most unique sale in sports history were the Packers to relinquish their ownership connected with the community. Anyway,
you're probably talking about a Premier League soccer. This probably be the next thing you'll be talking about.
All right.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, check your traffic before you go downtown today. Am I right, Mr. Crenshaw?
Absolutely.
Lionel Messi is in town.
They get started at 3:00. The kickoff is at 3:00. And they should be done right in time for rush hour. So, you know, hey, govern yourselves accordingly.
Noel,
that's all we're going to say.
Thank you for everything adding to the show today. Mr. Freaky is up next. We'll be back on Saturday, 8 to noon. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Juneteenth morning. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.